On House Matters this week, Justice Minister declares all judgment debt settled for 2017-18 fiscal year, select parishes to get new court complex, and Finance Minister reporting a decline in Jamaica's poverty rate. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck is reporting that all judgment debts due at the 2017-18 fiscal year have been settled. Mr. Chuck told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the matters were settled thanks to a provision of just over $1 billion by the Ministry of Finance.
For us to settle 303 matters. All matters submitted from the Attorney General's chambers were paid up, so we owe nobody anything. This is a signal achievement that we hope to sustain.
He adds that up to Friday, May 18, 56 matters totaling just over $78 million were also settled. In the meantime, the Justice Minister announced plans for infrastructure development in the justice sector across the island. Mr. Chuck notes that this will see members of the judiciary operating under better conditions.
This country will witness the new face of justice when we start to design and hopefully construct new judicial complex. When you visit St. James, St. Anne, Mandeville, these are courts, Mr. Speaker, that really must be abandoned. They are courts that it's difficult to do justice in these courts. The conditions are just not appropriate. And I hope Cabinet approving that we can start the design and construction of new court complexes in St. James, St. Anne, Manchester, Trelawney, and Spanish Town.
In addition to the new court complexes, Minister Chuck also announced plans for the construction of additional family courts.
We hope to establish 5 family courts, and this is important because the European ambassador has imposed on us that we must have at least 1 new family court every year. We did one in Clarendon, Chapelton Clarendon, and we are going to do one during the course of this year in Spanish Town, at least 1 more.
Other plans include a mobile court to allow vulnerable witnesses to give statements. The Justice Ministry has already purchased the unit.
Witnesses will be able to give evidence from remote locations. So there's no need now for witnesses to travel all over the island. If the witness lives in Spanish Town or in St. James or in Westmoreland, we can get a unit there, or we can interview, or they can be cross-examined or examined from that remote location. But more importantly, the days when remandees have to travel to court for mentioned dates are over. Jails, prisons, and the Arrival Command Center will be linked into the courtrooms live and direct.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. And Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark has announced a significant decline in the poverty rate. Dr. Clark told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that in 2016, poverty declined by over 4%.
The rate of poverty, Mr. Speaker, in 2016 was therefore the lowest since 2009. In particular, Mr. Speaker, rural poverty declined from 28.5% in calendar year 2015 to 20.5% in calendar year 2016, a fall of 8 percentage points, which represents a 30% drop in the incidence of rural poverty from calendar year 2015 to calendar year 2016.
Dr. Clark adds that poverty in Kingston fell from 14.3% to 11.9% during the same period.
These declines in poverty are consistent with rise in employment, which Jamaica has been enjoying. Over 40,000 jobs have been created in the last 2 years. It is consistent with low inflation that Jamaica has been enjoying, and it is consistent with the sharp growth in agricultural output in 2016 over 2015, a jump of 12%.
Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of studio engineer Gerald Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.